Somebody like me, Caleb and John, WWIB, quarter to six, and 66 degrees, and things back to normal with the best 5 minutes of the day, thanks to Sam Aberley for reading a devotion from Jason's Notes to the Upper Room, 129 devotions plus the companion book, and we are closer and closer to having read everyone on the air, Jason.
That's good. I bet we're not quite close to finishing up Letters to the Beloved, though.
Yeah, that's a different story. It's kind of a phone book, you know. So
it is kind of a phone book for people who remember what the yellow pages were like.
Yeah, right. He did John 17:5 yesterday, so mark that down. And we're getting near the end there. So
one of my favorite books of the Bible, chapters of the Bible, John 17.
And why is that?
It's the high priestly prayer. It's Jesus' prayer before he goes to the cross. It's just a deeply relational prayer, and I love it. So,
well, I was away at the Brewer game yesterday, so...
You were?
Celebrating my 60th birthday.
And how did that go?
It went good. They won the game.
That's good. That's awesome. Yeah. Were you glad you went?
Oh, yeah. It was really good. I mean, today I have to be reminding myself it's not Wednesday, it's Thursday.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
No, I think just you can go on. It would have been fun to be with the listeners, be with you yesterday, but
sure.
Great to get away with birthday Bob Lindner from Rice Lake and go down and see my mom and stepdad and at least one of my two sisters and brother-in-law. And so, and again, the Brewers were down 1-0. They score 5 in the sixth, and then they give up 3 in the ninth. And then Vladimir Guerrero, one of the best players in baseball and on Toronto, comes up against the Brewers relief pitcher, and he retires him on a deep fly out to center. So it was good drama, good fun, and we had good seats.
Yeah. Probably harkens back to your days at County Stadium.
Yeah. And then you kind of realize that Miller Park, now American Family Field, has been around since 2000, and you go, wow, that's 24
years. That's amazing.
I know it is.
Yeah, that's striking to me that it's been around that long.
And for as many games as I went to as a kid at County Stadium, this is only the third time I've gone to American Family Field. So
sure.
But, you know,
but I worked it.
A little less convenient. But
yeah,
I got to say, I mean, of all the birthdays, you just wait now. When you get to 60, you go, wow, this is up there a ways.
Yeah. I felt that way about 50, so okay. I suspect that I will feel that way about 60
yes.
as well.
So. Climbing the mountain of age. Although someone has said, I don't know who, but somebody has said 60 is the new 40, and my friend Drew Freilich from Detroit, who turned 40 yesterday, I'm like, 40 must be the new 20.
Right. So 20 is the new zero.
So for you, you're not really, you know, 51, you're 31.
Right, yes. Indeed, yeah. I feel that way, too.
Good.
Yeah.
How's the liquid diet going?
Really good. So today is day 6, I think, of the liquid diet, and my assistant Amy yesterday had asked me whether I felt hungry on it, and I surprisingly don't. Even though I'm consuming very few calories, I don't generally feel hungry. I have quite a bit of energy, so it's good.
I'm going to ask a slightly different
sure.
question.
Yeah.
Born out of a Snickers commercial, do you feel hangry?
I don't actually feel hangry. I said to Heather when she got back from the competition yesterday, I said, I feel really, really good.
Yeah.
And so I'm surprised by that, honestly. So
maybe you're going to have to tell Dr. Pitchford, you know what? I think I'm just good with that. Just liquid diet's the way to go.
Well, I'll definitely be doing that again after surgery and sticking with that for a while because it's part of the post-surgical piece. But I did say yesterday that this, at least for breakfast and lunch, the protein shake may be a good way to go. So
I did hear until my mom and stepdad made aware of your surgery, and they said that my stepbrother in-law, Jeff, he had that similar surgery, and it's been very successful for him.
Good.
So
nice. Glad to hear that.
Passing that along. All right.
Wonderful.
We got Acts 3:9-10 today.
Is that what it is, 9 and 10 today?
Or is it, did I not mark that?
I thought it was 11 that we were on today.
I had that, we had read 6 through 8 the other day.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Now let's do 9 and 10.
All right.
It says, all the people saw him walking and heard him praising God. When they realized he was the lame beggar they had seen so often at the beautiful gate, they were absolutely astounded.
Hmm. And you say the crowds who knew the man because he begged in the same place day in and day out watched him. They were amazed, wondering how it could be that he was walking. Beloved, miracles may seem confusing, but do not forget that my spirit is always at work. Pay attention. I guess this one calls to mind, I don't think it's the same story, but one of those healings of Jesus in The Chosen. So,
yeah. Yeah, I think it, to me it brings up John 5, maybe, right? You know, I think and again, I think it's this Jesus humanizing, Jesus making whole, and I think we need to watch around for those stories.
Very good. Well, have a terrific day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Our buddy Jason Cairns, best 5 minutes of the day, WWIB.
Happy birthday, Mark, from Ron and Carrie Kayback from Hawkins, Wisconsin. We hope you had a great day. Have an awesome day today also.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron. Yeah, belated birthday wishes are certainly welcome. And, yeah, thanks to so many of you, and appreciate that greatly. The big 6-0 now. So you're only as old as you feel. And, yeah, I feel like, you know, probably in my early 50s. Bob in Rice Lake letting us know that happy anniversary, Mark and Heidi Weber. Many blessings to your beautiful relationship together. So happy anniversary to them. In fact, we want to cheer them on. Marriage is a marathon, not a sprint. One day at a time, week at a time, month at a time, year at a time. Before you know it, you got 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years together. And may your marriage and your relationship with God and each other just get better and better day by day.
That one hit to center. Back in.
Jeff Levering on Bally Sports Wisconsin in a game that Havo attended on his 60th birthday. The Milwaukee Brewers claimed their series win over the Blue Jays, a 5-4 win in the finale from American Family Field.
Well, thank you, Caleb. You overwhelmed me with birthday generosity after the show on Tuesday. And we finished off the honey roasted peanuts, I got to say, but still working on the trail mixes. So.
Well, there you go.
Try it again Thursday, having skipped over Win It Wednesday. We go back to the question that stumped everybody in Tuesday trivia, Caleb.
Yes, and 715-723-2555. Get up and at them early here in the WIB Wake Up Show and give us a call, 715-723-2555. The question is this: 13,000 people in the United States are injured by what each year? We start off with just saying 13,000 people. Then we, again, gave you clarification slash clue that it's in the United States. 13,000 people in the U.S. are injured by what each year? 715-723-2555. We have two great prizes. One of them, $25 from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. They've got the bubble teas, the ice creams, the nostalgic candies, the international sweets, all sorts of things. It's huge.
Yeah, you're going to be challenged to limit yourself to spending just $25 there, but so many goodies to choose from. And then how about two tickets for Praise in the Pines coming up July 21st, Northland Pines High School in Eagle River. What a lineup they've got there with the likes of Hannah Kerr, Big Daddy Weave, and, of course, Bob Lenz, the speaker.
Yeah, and Austin French there as well, too. So 715-723-2555, you win all of that if you figure out the question. 13,000 people in the United States are injured by what each year? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
All right, Tammy, go ahead.
Is it falling off the bed?
Is it falling off the bed? That can happen, especially when you're really tired. So falling off the bed, it is not. Thank you, Tammy. Call us back. Good to hear from Wausau, 94.3 FM. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from this morning? Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air for Winnow Wednesday.
Kind of
what's your name?
Out.
Where are you calling from?
Eau Claire.
All right. And what's your name?
Curtis.
All right. Curtis from Eau Claire. Go ahead and guess.
Snowblower.
Is it? Oh, man. Yeah. We don't want to get injured by those. Is it snowblowers? 13,000 of us in the United States injured by snowblowers each year. It's not. Thank you, Curtis. Call us back. 715-723-2555.
Bye.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony, what do you think?
Is it reaching for something in the cabinet?
Reaching for something in the cabinet. I mean, again, you could pierce your finger on something. You could knock some things, start an avalanche of medicine bottles or whatever. Is it that? It is not. Thank you, Tony. Call us back at 715-723-2555. Good morning. The WIB Wake Up Show Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, from Wausau.
Tammy's back on. Go ahead.
How about a lawnmower accident?
Lawnmower accident. Could it be lawnmowers? Not lawnmowers. Thank you, Tammy. 715-723-2555. Again, 13,000 people in the United States injured annually, injured each year by what? And it's not the same 13,000 people getting injured every year.
Mm-mm.
Just to clarify. Nope. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Michelle Thorpe.
Michelle from Thorpe. Go ahead.
Fireworks?
Is it fireworks? That's been been our most frequent guess. Mm-hmm. You can have a bonus guess if you can think quickly here.
Motorcycle accident.
Motorcycles. Is it motorcycles?
Good guess, but
not what we're looking for. Thank you. We can do three more guesses here. How about that? 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? On It's Not Win It Wednesday. Wow, I really don't know what day it is.
Try it again Thursday.
Try it again Thursday. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Scotty from Rice Lake.
Hey, Scotty, go ahead.
Improper lifting.
Use wrong techniques. Is that what we're looking for? It's not. Thanks for calling from Rice Lake. I was there yesterday. 715-723-2555 on this Thursday. On the Wib Wake Up Show.
Two guesses away from going to 745 and getting another hint,
I guess. We'll give you a hint. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau again.
Tammy's back in.
He's determined.
How about a car accident?
Is it a car accident? It's not. Thank you, Tammy. All right. One last guess here, and then we're going to push it off 20 minutes and figure out a clue for you. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Michael from Eau Claire.
Hey, all right, Michael, what do you think?
Is it sneezing?
Is it sneezing?
Yeah, pull a muscle or something when you're sneezing.
Yeah, especially as you get older. Is it 13,000 people in the United States injured by sneezing? It's not. Thank you, Michael. All right. Havo and I are putting our heads together, and we will try to figure out some sort of a clue for you so that we can make this slightly easier and get somebody those great prizes.
All right, try it again Thursday. It all started with Tuesday trivia. 1, 2, 3 tries. Nobody could get our question, and the stumper continued. We've got two great prizes, so lots of people want to come away as the winner, though, Caleb.
Absolutely. So, again, $25 from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. That's one of the two prizes. The other is two tickets to Praise in the Pines, July 21st in Eagle River at Northland Pines High School. Austin French, Hannah Kerr, Big Daddy Weave, Sunday, July 21st. Tickets at praiseinthepines.org. We want to send you for free speaker Bob Lenz there as well. So you get all of that if you are the one to solve this. 715-723-2555. The question and then a clue. The question is this. 13,000 people, we've clarified, in the United States. 13,000 people in the United States are injured by what each year? 13,000 people in the United States injured by what each year? And now we have a clue.
Yeah, and I would say that in the state of Wisconsin, at least, those injuries related to this would almost certainly not occur in the winter.
Yes, it is very unlikely that an injury from this would occur in the state of Wisconsin in the winter.
Right.
There's your clue. 715-723-2555. Again, 13,000 people in the United States are injured by what each year? 715-723-2555. 723-2555. We have heard from all over. Fall Creek, Rice Lake, Ladysmith, Prentice, Eau Claire, Wausau, Menominee, Oliva, Mondovi, Thorpe, Durand, Cumberland, Turtle Lake, Spooner, Phillips, and Jump River. But we have not got the correct answer yet.
Some of the wrong answers earlier this hour included falling off the bed, snowblowers, reaching to a cabinet, lawnmowers, motorcycles, improper lifting, a car accident, and sneezing.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Willard.
Hey, Paul, go ahead. What do you think?
What about ATV accidents?
ATV accidents. Could it be an ATV accident, Paul? Not what we're looking for, but call us back. Try again.
People continuing to think about different modes of travel, I guess.
Yeah, indeed. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lena from Prentice.
From Prentice.
Turn down your radio.
Turn down the radio a little bit and give us your answer.
Is it climbing a ladder?
I
think we had that guess, but yeah.
Ladder. Yeah. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kevin from Spooner. Is it boating accidents?
Is it boating accidents? Kevin from Spooner. We haven't heard from
Spooner yet.
Is that it? It's not. Call us back, Kevin, 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Glen Flora.
From Glen Flora. I haven't heard from Glen Flora yet either. They're coming from all over. What do you think?
Is it like swimming, diving into the water?
Swimming or diving into the water and those accidents. Could that be what injures 13,000 people? Not what we're looking for. Thank you.
Kind of smart of Tammy there to double it up. Say swimming, diving, you know.
Well, they hope to see you out at Govan's Farm in Menominee for strawberry season, strawberry picking, or pre-picked. Available Farmer John from Govan's joins us here on the Wib Wake Up Show, WWIB. Good morning, Farmer John.
Good morning.
Well, great to have you on the air with us, and we've been kind of previewing, hey, the strawberry season is coming, it's coming. Well, now it's just about upon us, and the crop looks great.
The crop looks great. We picked a little yesterday. I think we'll be open for pick your own on Friday, but only until we pick out early. It's kind of first come, first serve, and by next week, things will be rolling along and the beds will be full, but boy, the first fruit that came out sure looked nice yesterday.
You got a couple of different strawberry stands. One of them there in Menominee, the parking lot of the Senex convenience store next to Walmart. And I guess you guys were maybe even out there yesterday, huh?
We were out yesterday. First berries of the season.
And also adding a Hudson stand as well, too, it sounds like.
We did. We went west to Hudson. Hudson was very underserved, and we thought it'd be a great idea. So when we've got enough fruit, it'll be available on Carmichael Avenue at the Smiles in Motion.
So tomorrow when you talk about the hours, like 7 to noon and 3 to 6, is that what you're looking for, or at least until you're picked out?
7 to noon and 3 to 6, or until we're picked out. And mm-hmm. Early in a year like this, it's always best to call ahead.
Now, John, again, from Govan's Farm in Menominee, govansfarm.com or Govan's Farm on Facebook to get all the updates. When the season really does get into full swing, which will be soon, very soon, you've got 6 acres for your strawberry patch and one of those great family experiences. I mean, you give wagon rides out to the patch. You provide the containers for picking berries. We've talked about this before, but it's just one of those memories to make as a family.
It's a family experience, and if we get little kids out picking and make them feel welcome in the patch and they have a good time, they're going to bring their kids back. Maybe if my kids or grandkids take the patch over, their kids and grandkids will come and pick for them.
And we need to dispel a myth this morning as we look ahead here on this June 13th. There's this myth that strawberries are done by the 4th of July, and that's just not true, is it?
This year, it probably will be true. If we get rolling now, we're going to be pretty well wrapped up by the 4th. But don't take my word for it. If you need berries after the 4th, call to make sure. And not just me, it's all the berry patches in the area. Call your favorite berry patch. If I'm closed, there might be another one that's got berries.
Again, you can stay up to date at govansfarm.com. And Farmer John from Govan's joins us. And I don't know if we've asked you this before, Farmer John, but with so many different things that you can make with strawberry, I know my mom made strawberry freezer jam when I was growing up. I remember fresh strawberry pie, of course, strawberry shortcake, and just eating a plump, red, juicy berry straight from the patch. What's your favorite way to enjoy strawberries this time of year?
I prefer them fresh in the patch, and as the... You know, as a producer, I'm obligated to eat strawberries all day long.
Yes, indeed. I mean, it's quality testing.
You know, everybody's going to get a laugh about this, but it's true. It's quality testing for me, and I think my favorite way is a fresh one out in the field.
And in fact, you don't turn into a giant strawberry no matter how many strawberries you eat. Isn't that true?
I haven't yet.
Okay, there we go.
That's only in Willy Wonka's factory. Well, Farmer John, we'll catch up with you again soon. And again, folks can find out by giving you guys a call or govansfarm.com, the latest updates. So as we mentioned, it looks like there's the possibility of being able to get out and pick you even tomorrow morning until you're picked out. But next week especially, things look like they should be just in full swing for the harvest.
If the rain cooperates, the next 10-day forecast is pretty interesting.
So we'll keep an eye on that as well. Again, Govan's Farm on Facebook, govansfarm.com. Farmer John, always great to catch up with you, and we're looking forward to a wonderful strawberry season. I'm hoping to get my kiddos out there this year as well.
Thanks for taking the time to give me a call.
Absolutely. Our friend Farmer John from Govan's Farm in Menominee, govansfarm.com. It's strawberry season, and I'm not kidding. It's just wonderful, wonderful memories of getting out there and picking strawberries with my mom, and then, of course, all the wonderful things that she would make with those.
All right, one last try here on Try It Again Thursday. We have tried a couple of different times to answer the question from Tuesday Trivia. And so far, no winners of not one, but two fantastic prizes.
Yes, we've got $25 from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. Again, they have bubble teas. They have tons of ice cream there. They have nostalgic sweets and candies. They have international candies as well. We're giving you that maybe as road snacks as you go to Eagle River, Wisconsin, July 21st to enjoy Praise in the Pines with Speaker Bob Lenz and Big Daddy Weave, Hannah Kerr, and Austin French. July 21st, tickets at praiseinthepines.org. We're giving you two tickets for free along with that $25 from C&J's. If you can solve this question, 13,000 people in the United States are injured by what each year? And we're stacking the clues now, Halvel.
We are, because earlier we told you that the 13,000 are in... not only in the world, but in the United States. And we also, what else did we tell
them? Well, we said in the state of Wisconsin, this is very unlikely to happen during the winter.
Right.
This very likely would not happen in Wisconsin in the winter.
And then now, finally, what we're saying is that this, a lot of you have guessed something that's a mode of transportation, ATVs and motorcycles and skateboards. And I would say that this way of injury is also another mode of transportation.
You're sniffing around it. 715-723-2555. So the lines are lit up. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvel. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Willard. And that last clue threw me for a loop. I'm going to say... Roller skating.
Is it roller skating? Paul from Willard is not calling us
back.
That's
a good
Paul.
Guess. I'm sure there are a lot of roller skating injuries.
Oh, indeed. Yes.
Good to pad up with that.
Yes. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Whitehall.
Hey, Sherry. What do you think?
I'm tumbling off or falling off your roller skate.
Oh, that actually was... Well, wait. Did he say rollerblading or roller skating?
He said roller skating.
Roller skating. All right. So I think we owe you a bonus guess here, Sherry. What do you think?
Building sandcastles.
Sandcastles.
Wow.
Sandcastles. Not sandcastles. That makes me want to go build one, though.
It makes Sherry me wonder, how would you get injured doing that? But okay.
Well, I mean, you never know. I mean...
Yeah. The water comes in, I guess. I don't know.
715-723-2555.
Transportation. Think transportation.
Yeah, think mode of transportation. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Karen from Eau Claire.
What do you think, Karen?
I didn't get the last...
Transportation.
Yeah, think transportation.
Yeah, I was going to say struck by lightning.
Yeah.
Struck by a car. No, that wouldn't be good.
Yeah, is that what we're looking for? It's not. Thank you. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Thankfully, I mean, it would be kind of morbid if we talked about death. I guess, I don't know, we've tried to avoid that with our Tuesday trivias, but 13,000 people in the U.S. injured by this each year. What is it?
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is John from Ladysmith, and I hope Mark... doesn't hit the wrong button this time.
Well, I hit the wrong button. I hit the wrong button last time.
I did it
time.
To
that
you Tuesday, John. Yes. I did it to you Tuesday.
We flip-flopped. All right, I'm going to wait to hit the button. You just go ahead and guess, sir.
Water skiing.
Is it water skiing? All right, I'm pulling the mouse over to the right button. Is it water skiing? It's not. All right, thank you, John. Call us back.
I guess that is a mode of transportation.
It is indeed, yeah. Mm-hmm. Think mode of transportation, friends. 13,000 people in the United States injured each year by what? Very unlikely to happen in the state of Wisconsin in the winter. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Heather from Triple Falls.
Hey, Heather. What do you think?
I think it would be a jet ski.
A jet ski. Another. That's the first time we've heard from Chippewa Falls this whole contest.
Huh, wow.
Yeah.
Keeping us on the water. Could it be jet ski?
No, thank you, Heather.
Again, you guys are doing a good job.
723-2555.
We want to get beyond planes, trains, and automobiles, but it is something that has to do with transportation.
Modes of transportation. I think we're down to three guesses here, Halvel. Time's running out. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Beth from Eau Claire.
All right, Beth, what do you think?
Riding a bike.
Riding a bike. Is it riding a bike? I feel like that's been guessed.
I feel like
earlier,
it has, so, too. Anything else?
Bonus guess. Go ahead.
Scooter.
Scooter. Is it a scooter?
Yeah,
one of
good
those
guess.
Razor scooters. I think that thing on the trampoline really dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Not a scooter. Thank you, Beth. All right.
Two more.
Two left, and then Havel's going to have to bring this back under 7:15 tomorrow. So let's get it done right here, right now. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Darren from Barron.
All right. What do you think, friend?
Fishing hooks.
Is it fishing hooks?
I think that has been guessed too, hasn't it?
I think, yeah. Think mode of transportation. We're going to give you another bonus guess here. Mode of transportation.
I think Jody from Believe It.
Bicycle accident.
Bicycle has been guessed as well, too. So now what we're looking for. Thank you for the try. All right. So
we're down to one.
One more. One more. Let's go here. Eeny, miny, mo. Good morning, WWIB. You are the last chance for this Try It Again Thursday. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Jim from Augusta.
Jim from
Augusta.
All right,
Augusta. Jim. Listen, right, let me set it up. For a $25 free spending at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee, for two tickets to Praise in the Pines, July 21st, what is the correct answer?
And for the pride of Augusta and the Beavers.
Yes.
Lawnmower accidents.
Is it lawnmower accidents? That's, you know what? We have all this buildup, but that was guessed before earlier. So you get one bonus guess. One chance. One bonus guess.
Motor transportation. I guess a lawnmower would do, especially a rider.
What do you think?
Motor transportation. I'm going to say skateboard accidents. That's already been
right.
Though.
Is it a skateboard accident? It's not. Thank you for trying. All right. But hey, we're going to be so close to this mode of transportation. Think on that. Sleep on that overnight. And tomorrow, Halvo, I think after 7:15, I feel good about your chances to get a winner.
Right. We want to tap in the putt.
Right. All right. So one of the prizes, too, again, $25 from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop, and then tickets to Praise in the Pines, July 21st in Eagle River at Northland Pines High School, Big Daddy Weave, Austin French, and this young lady who's just wonderful, Hannah Kerr. This is her latest. It's called Changed.